Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man, you remember, Ed, what was it, about 6 years ago or so? We had St. Francis football coaches coming here along with the AD Nick Miles, and the MIAA basically just kicked them out.
Yep.
So we ain't playing y'all no more. So why? Y'all too good. So what did they do? They took the show on the road, and all they did was mess around and won the inaugural overtime Nationals High School football championship last Wednesday, and joining us right now is Coach Masai. Congratulations, Coach.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Rob, man. I appreciate the opportunity. And you're absolutely right, man. It's extremely gratifying as a coach to see these young men in this school be recognized for something that we've been doing consistently for the last, 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, not only have you been doing this consistently, but you've come to everyone's attention. How tough is it now to get opponents?
Oh, it's like pulling teeth with pliers as opposed to going to the dentist.
But yeah.
That's the best way I can describe it. As you can imagine, even when IMG decided not to play us of all teams.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, when an organization is worth $3 billion and they're afraid to play, it makes it a little tougher to get, other people to play. So I was very excited to see Utah commit to this opportunity that, they earned. And I thought it was amazing for high school football. Just like most places, you want to know who the true champion is. You got to play for it.
Yeah.
Instead of somebody telling you you are a champion based on their feelings. So I think that this is probably going to be the example of what's going to happen in the next couple of years. To truly crown a national champion, you're going to have to earn it and play the game. Mm-hmm. As opposed to, make it a political process.
Coach Masai joins us, St. Francis Academy, the Panthers are national champions. Man, you had to go do them boys like that, though. 37-20. Now, if you're just watching the box score and looking at the score, the final score, you don't know what really happened in that game. First of all, Corner Canyon, Ed, scored on the final play of the game to make it even closer. That game wasn't even close. And you talk about a top five school. That's something about your program that you can, the distance between you and them was so broad.
I mean, thank you, Rob. I mean, that's what you wish for as a coach, as a teacher, mentor, to kind of put this team. This team has been amazing. This is a pretty special group on defense, especially.
Oh, yeah.
They've given up only 7 points in 5 weeks. And again, because it's such a special game, the starters, they earned the opportunity to come and stand on the sidelines and watch the younger players come in, but they didn't give up any touchdowns. It was really a fumble miscue. And then the two touchdowns were scored on the second and third team of our defense.
Yep.
But, again, that experience for those kids was amazing because they get to say they played in the game. And it might not look as pretty in terms of the box score, but we knew what we did. We knew what we prepared for. and it was flawless. Our coordinator, Justin Winters, my associate head coach, did an amazing job. But people don't know, our offense averaged 33 points a game this season. So holistically, this team has, and this program has created a culture now that we've established all three phases pretty well. And they're coached very well. They're very coachable. And then what gets neglected, gentlemen, is the last, 8 years, we've sent 202 young men on full scholarships to college.
Yeah.
That's what gets not talked about. And 47 of those young men have at least one master's degree, and 23 have two masters and 10 active in the NFL. So This has been an amazing journey for me personally, but definitely for St. Francis. So it's very gratifying and satisfying to be told not to be somewhere where we deserve to be in it. We didn't do anything wrong, but it was a blessing in disguise because it only made us better by taking on the challenge of being put out of the league.
Yep, and I got to say, and that what really matters is, and Rob talks about this with his girls' basketball, is how many kids you send to college. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's about. I mean, if some people make the NFL, that's great. But
get that degree.
Get that degree, because likely not. It's so few people do it. But I got to say, what you should be proud of is that game was played during my toy drive. That was in Mount Washington Tavern. Mm-hmm. People requested the professional sports taken off the TV to watch this game.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. I'm not joking. People asked me to ask the bartender, would you mind putting on the St. Francis game? And so they canned the pro sports to watch your game. So that's something to really be proud of locally.
It's very amazing. Again, winning off the field is as important, if not more important, than winning on the field, and we did both. And again, the St. Francis Academy, it's really an underdog story. But they say, don't ever judge a book by its cover. We're epitome of it. You pull up on our school, you might look at it and say, no way, this team's the... I've had people say that, parents. This is the team? Where's your facility? So, again, the reality of it is that, if you put on the face and you really try to figure out what sports is doing for young people, whether it be young ladies or young men, we at St. Francis, we're developing, I call it protectors and providers, not pretenders and takers.
Yep.
Society now, Instagram, all that, you pretend and you take more than give. But if we try to instill the old school mentality, when new school concept, we become pretty dangerous as a young man, and we're showing it on and off the field.
There's a lot to be said when you're successful like you guys are, as an underdog. And I can relate. I played football in Brooklyn, New York, for Brooklyn Tech High School. We didn't have a home. We had no field. We played, every game was a road game.
Mm.
But we were good. Yeah. And it just builds a lot of character. Whenever we're, there's no bus taking us.
Nothing's given to you.
Nothing's given you. We took the subway to practice, took the subway to the games, played on opponents' fields. And you guys, you have that same gritty underdog mentality. And it's just a great story, man.
I love you said that. The spelling dog, D-A-W-G,
yep.
Disciplined athlete with grit.
Yeah.
That grit is what we really emphasize and work for and work towards. And Rob knows because he coaches, and the reality of it is every day you have to bring what you feel is your best to the table in order to grow. If you stay the same, that means you're closer to worse than better. So I emphasize that we talk about it, and it's not about the biggest, the fastest, the strongest in the room. It's and the smartest. It's got to be the hardest working one. If you outwork anybody, you have a chance in life. And what you guys do professionally, what I do, outside of mentoring and developing young men, it's because of the work ethic that's been instilled in me by my parents and my family that allows me to do the same with these young people.
It's a hard work, the luckier you get.
Absolutely. Coach Massa from St. Francis Academy football coach. Coach, Mike Locksley's my guy. A Zion E-League headed down to be a Terp. Thank God for that. I'm so happy about that. What was the key behind him deciding to stay home with so many other schools looking at them?
The funny part is people don't know, probably like 7 or 4, 10 days before, and he really was talking to me about it. He said he feels really compelled to want to stay home, and he wants to create something that is important to him, was to show the world that even though he's a top-notch recruit, the highest ever, he wanted to win at home. He wanted to do it for the community, and he wanted to rally young people around it. And, I'm a true walk-on in Maryland, so I walked on with Plank in Maryland, so I love Terps. I mean, Terps for life. I love Morgan State. I love Towson. I love Bowie State. Anything we can do to create love in the DMV, why not? So he chose that. We sent a video. I said, this young man really serious about staying home. And I'm so excited to see him. We have a couple of players there still over the last couple of years that have gone on from St. Francis to Maryland. So hopefully this is a trend that's going to continue to establish. Malik, look at Malik. Yeah. He's done an amazing job as a freshman from Spalding. So if we keep our talent locally at home, and I'm not saying we're not open to go wherever they want to go, but I'm an advocate of a home. So
well, I know you are.
Yeah, home is good.
I know you are.
You know,
before we let you out of here, you played the championship game at Under Armour Stadium. How important or how big has Under Armour been, not only for you, but for other schools in this community?
It's so amazing. I don't even know if you guys know, Rob. It's actually the first ESPN game that ever was held at high school sports in Baltimore or Maryland.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so the opportunity presented itself. Again, you know, somebody else's trash might be our blessing. When IMG, it was initially supposed to be done in Florida. When they decided not to do it, then we were able to bring it home and pull it off. But that is a huge accomplishment in itself for me. You know, usually warm weather, that climate. But the last two games of the season, we sold out. So the community rallied behind this. It's huge. So don't be upset. Either get on the train or the train's going to leave. We're going to choo-choo past it.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to show up every day. We're going to chop the tree. And we're going to try to see everybody. I want all of us to eat, to do well.
Yeah.
All the kids that are in different schools to understand that the work you put in is what you're going to be able to withdraw when you try to go to college.
Well, you know, I've always been an opponent for Jerome Shelton. And people are always asking me why you're always uplifting St. Francis. That's not where you are. Because, and I say it for football and I say it for basketball, they are the standard.
Yeah.
You want somebody to chase. You want somebody to beat. I don't want you legislatively crash down. I want to beat you on the court. That's what I want. Absolutely. So, man, you guys keep doing what you're doing over there and sending young kids to college and winning championships and representing and being a standard for all of us.
Man, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Look forward to continuing to do it. And thank you for recognizing and having us on here and continuing to be supportive of this school and this ministry and these young people. And myself as a coach, so I hope to continue to show our DMV, but definitely Baltimore, man. We represent like we're supposed to around the country.
Are you showing
by the way, guess what, guys?
What?
St. Francis is probably going to be taking our talents to London to next season.
Okay, that's awesome.
Playing NFL Academy. So that's an experience. Now these young men got to get some passports in place.
You tell them apply early, man, because they take a while. Coach, continue success for you, my friend. I'll see you down the road.
Thank you, Rob. Bye, guys.
See you, man. Congratulations.
Does a great job over there, man. Obviously. Say what you want. Does a great job. Mm-hmm. Sam Brookhouse joins us from Sumer Sports at 9:30, but on the other side, from Coach Masai to Coach Moore. What is going on with Jerome Moore at Michigan? The transcripts have come out. He is not being an example. He's not been a good example. We'll talk about it more up next on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Joe, who's this?
It's Incubus.
Okay. Sounds like a garage band. Oh, thank you very much, Ed.
You're welcome.
Diet Coke. Sounds kind of like a garage band.
I like Incubus.
Oh, yeah. I like the song. I like their energy. They sound like a, you know, a band that you walking down the street with your dog and they're in the garage practicing. But they're good. Now, Sharon Moore. That escalated rather quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That went from 0 to 60 in record time, Ed. My goodness. Joe, fill us in on the details that Ed and I found out from you today.
All right. So, this has gotten ratcheted up a couple levels more, if that's possible.
Ratchet is a good word.
Yeah. According to a transcript of a court hearing obtained by The Athletic, the circumstances around Moore's December 10th arrest, the female staffer told the university that they were in a relationship. And she was actually going to try to leave town that same day, and that's when he barged into her apartment and threatened her. But apparently he had been in this relationship with her, and he was domestically abusing her for what they call a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Then it goes into the whole thing about the grabbing the knives and threatening her, threatening himself. That is only on that side. It hasn't been corroborated at all. So I don't think they're really buying into that theory right now.
Mm-hmm. Does she have pictures of the domestic abuse? Police reports of the domestic abuse?
I believe, I'm trying to get through it here.
Because Ed, if she does not have pictures or anything like that.
She has text messages.
How do you prove past domestic abuse?
Even with photos, how do you know it happened from him? And they can't. It's got to be reported.
I'm not denying that he did
it.
I'm
not either. Yeah.
But how do you convict him on that?
Because we also had false reports of that stuff frequently. Mm-hmm. So photos mean nothing to me. I don't know. But this is why I have trouble with people understanding this. I don't have trouble. People have trouble. They think it's about the affair.
It's not.
Like, no. Like, it's not just between a man and his wife.
He got fired because of the affair.
Yeah, that's different. This is much different. You're talking about violence. You're talking about, threatening her with a knife, apparently. Well, that's, we're assuming. We've heard. And then now with the history of abuse, that's what this is about. This has nothing to do with his infidelity.
Yeah, that's his career's done.
The prosecutor's office for the county, I don't know. That's the county that he's being prosecuted in. The evidence that was available to us at the time of the charging decision indicated that Mr. Moore had an intent to terrorize and harass the victim, which is the basis for the stalking charge. He apparently called her dozens and dozens of times when she told him that he was going to tell the university.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she has text messages of things that he sent her over the period of their relationship.
Well, those are threatening text messages from him. That's a different story. Yeah, he got problems, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He got big problems. And you're right, Joe. His next job is the least thing he should worry about. Keeping his freedom.
Oh, now?
Oh, my gosh, man. You can't do that.
The school has also said that if there's anyone else that knew of the relationship and didn't say anything, that they wouldn't hesitate to fire somebody else.
Wow. Here's the problem, and I said this before, Ed. You have an affair with a woman. That's one thing. We don't want that. But now you gave her a raise.
Yeah, well, that was the
other thing. And we're paying her. So now you're making us pay for it financially.
Yes.
fund your fair.
That was the other thing I told. I said it's not them. It's not his money. He gave the university's money to her. Yeah. Like the whole thing is just as you said, this escalated quickly. It really did. He just that unraveled quick, man, when it hit.
And now, see, I said, remember I gave him the shovel? Mm-hmm. I said it's one thing to get fired, but it's another thing to just lose your mind, be an adult about it. Joe, Ed, this is why he went crazy.
Yeah.
Because he knew the other evidence that she had.
Yes.
This wasn't just he got caught with an affair and the school fired him. No. Because he probably would have just gone home and rode off into the sunset if that's the only thing that happened. He knew all the other things that she had on him, and she probably said to him, I'm going to tell it all. And maybe the school already knew about it. That's why they fired him. They just wasn't going to release it publicly.
Yeah.
Unless they had to. You know how that is. You get fired for a reason. They just say he got fired for cause. They're basically telling you, we've got things. We fired him for cause. Let's leave it at that. And then if he pushes on saying there's something else, then they'll say, okay, we weren't going to tell, but now you're trying to make us look bad. So they probably already knew about it, and he knew they knew about it. He didn't want it to get out, so that's why he reacted that way.
Yeah, I mean, and because you look at people who've had that kind of, Rick Pitino, right?
Yes.
I mean, he's obviously had some scandals in his background. He coached the Knicks to the first division title in years. He's with St. John's now. I mean, he's been fine. You know, it's like you can move on from that. Domestic violence and threatening people? No. Can't do that, man. Can't do that. And that's what. And then the other thing with paying her with the university's money was just so stupid.
Like, doesn't that have to be approved by?
But he probably championed it.
Yeah.
I guess. But that's like, wasn't it like a 55% raise? Mm-hmm.
I heard it was like 100%. I thought he doubled the salary.
Okay, maybe that's what it was.
But she was working for the football program, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, in the football program, he has a budget, so he can allocate where some of that money goes.
Fair enough.
So
that's just such a huge raise.
And thinking of raise, it probably raised the red flag, and they're like, whoa, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure that's how that went. And who knows, Joe? And again, this is just me spitballing here. But maybe that raise is what caused them to start looking into the relationship between the two.
Fair enough.
You gave her that kind of money? Mm-hmm. What's really going on here?
Yes.
They start asking people, what kind of job is she doing? Is she that good? Will you give her?
I don't know. You can ask her own if she's that good.
Apparently, yes. Joe LaCroix's Encore 945. But on the other side, Sam Brookhouse from Sumer Sports on The Fan. 9:32 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now from Sumer Sports, he is Sam Brookhouse. What's going on, Sam?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing well, man. I mean, maybe you could explain these Baltimore Ravens to us because they are mind-blowing right now. They started off the year 1-5. Then they ran off 5 in a row. Then they lose 2 to teams like the Bengals, who aren't very good. And be honest with you, I don't believe in the Steelers. And then they come right back and they shut the Bengals out. Will the real Baltimore Ravens please stand up, or have they been standing all along?
Yeah, it's been an interesting season. I think we've seen the same progression with this defense that we saw the year prior, where they struggled with some tough competition at the beginning of the year and were able to settle in the second half of the year, primarily behind the play of Kyle Hamilton. Right now, according to our Sumer scores, which grade every tenth of a second and compare it to basically every tenth of a second of a play going back to 2016 using artificial intelligence, we have found that he is playing at a true impact starter level, and he is bordering on an all-pro level as compared going back to 2016. He will probably still make the all-pro team. It's been a slight down year for safety play across the league. But using his superpowers, they've been able to craft a defense that has been able to get good play out of guys like Nate Wiggins, good play out of guys like Roquan Smith. And they've kind of dragged this team to relevancy as a result of the offense not playing super well. That's typically not what we've seen in past years, has been the offense dragging. That's what we've seen this year.
We sure have. And what about the improvement in Lamar? I mean, I've seen him in the last couple of weeks. He was out, and then he came back. wasn't running. Looked like he was very hesitant to take off. Now, in the last game, he was clocked at 19-plus miles an hour. That matches his highest speed for the year. Do you think he's getting his form back?
I think so. You know, we have our highest Sumer score on him for week 14. Last week, he wasn't asked to do an absolute ton due to a very good game from the defense. However, you nailed it on the head. I think he's just been extremely injured this year. We have, using some of that technology, we put together a 40-yard dash expectation for every player in the NFL as a result of what we have seen on the field. And typically, Lamar has been a certified 4-5 guy, one of the best quarterbacks in the league. This year, when you're using that entire season sample, we have him kind of teetering on a 4-7 guy. We've seen that change in recent weeks. We'll see if he will continue to build on that. But the reality is we just haven't seen the athleticism that we've seen from Lamar in the past. I think that is a result of injury. I think he's ultra banged up, and that has really limited what the offense can do from a design run perspective. But I also think it kind of puts a undue burden on the offensive line, who themselves haven't been playing super well this year. And I think when you combine that offensive line, which has seen some regression from last year, along with Lamar not being the true Lamar that we know, I think that's the true reason why this offense has taken a step back.
Sam Brookhouse joins us from Sumer Sports. Sam, around the NFL, there's some major, major divisional clashes. Beginning tonight, Rams at Seahawks. Saturday night, you got Packers, Bears, and of course, on Sunday, there's a barn burner in the NFC South between 2-7 and 7 teams, the Bucks and the Panthers. Out of these three games, in your opinion, which one of them is must-see TV?
I think the Seahawks versus the Rams tonight is one of the most fascinating matchups. Now, it seems as if it's going to be marred by a weird collection of circumstances surrounding Puka Nacua getting involved in Twitch streaming, and all of a sudden his brother's getting arrested. I don't know about all that stuff, but just on paper, this is one of the most unique matchups that we've seen in recent years. The Rams have been absolutely nails at literally everything this year. Successful running the ball, explosive passing the ball, and very good on defense with a unique scheme that utilizes dime personnel, multiple safeties, to take advantage of other teams. The only team that's really been able to shut them down has been the Seahawks. The Seahawks utilize nickel personnel, a big nickel personnel with Nick Emenwori, the South Carolina product, and they're just going to stare the Rams in the face. The Rams love to run 13 personnel with three tight ends on the field. They're going to stare them in the face and say, hey, guess what? We're still trotting nickel out there. Good luck.
Yeah.
That resulted in one of the worst games of Matthew Stafford's career early on in the season. But the problem was, on the flip side, Sam Darnold had one of the worst starts of his career, and that running game for the Seahawks is absolutely terrible, even though they run it a ton. I think there's two key stats to follow in this game. Number one, are the Seahawks getting pressure with 4 or 3 on Matthew Stafford? I think that would be a game changer and tilt the books in the Seahawks' favor. I think the Seahawks kind of have the deck themselves on offense. However, they're going to hurt themselves if they look at that dime defense, try to run into it over and over and over again. They haven't been able to do that all season. If that rush rate is really high on first and second down for the Seahawks, I just don't think they're going to be able to overcome their propensity to run despite their ineffectiveness at doing so.
From the 10,000-foot view, what is the biggest surprise in the NFL this year? Is it the fact the Chiefs are not going to the playoffs, the fact that the Patriots and the Bears are leading the divisions? Like, what do you see as the biggest, you know, jaw dropper this year?
I'm going to be honest. With all the discussion of an inability to develop quarterbacks, you look at that draft from 2 years ago and just tick off the list. You got Caleb Williams at the top, who has looked better in recent weeks. We were talking about Lamar's athleticism ticking down. Caleb Williams looks like one of the most athletic quarterbacks in the league right now. He has the fastest 40-yard prediction for us using his tracking data. And he looks like a completely different guy than he looked like last year.
I'm really interested to see if he can
Yeah, I'm really interested to see if he can develop middle-of-the-field throws at the end of the year, peak at the right time, particularly in this Packers matchup that won't have Micah Parsons chasing him down like a cheetah. That's going to make a big difference. Then you go to pick number two, Jaden Daniels. A little banged up this year, however, made the conference championship last year and won the Rookie of the Year, almost had, you know, consideration for the MVP. Then you go to Drake May, who's probably, in my view, going to be the MVP this year. One seed, immensely effective at both passing and running the ball. And then you keep going down the line. You got Bo Nix, who is leading a team. He doesn't look great. He's looking better in recent weeks. I think Sean Payton and quarterback coach Davis Webb have him in a really, really good spot for the playoffs. I still think he's the true weak link of that team. But I just named four guys who are leading winning teams, and this is despite everyone talking about, oh, who's the next Brady? Who's the next Breeze? Who's the next Mahomes? That draft class is that crew, and they're doing it quick. They're doing it early, and I think that's been the biggest surprise that we now have four guys, sans J.J. McCarthy, who looked better last week but has not looked very good in a Vikings uniform thus far, and Michael Penix, who has since been benched. That's a lot of guys who are really well. They kind of took the league by storm this year, and that's the major storyline in my view.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, who does Sumer Sports pick? Ravens this weekend? Are the Ravens going to win this weekend?
I think you look at what's going to happen. They kind of have to win. They don't really have a choice. I think it's win, and they're in. The Patriots this year are one of the best analytical teams, bar none. They have the highest they have one of the highest point differentials. And I think when you really look at the tiers, the analytics lean slightly to the New England Patriots. Here's what a Ravens win is going to look like. It's going to look like they're taking a dominant standpoint on the offense running the ball. And I think Lamar Jackson has to be a part of that. So if you see Lamar Jackson involved in the running game, I think that spells well for the Ravens this week.
There he is, Sam Brookhouse, Sumer Sports. Sam, thanks a lot, my friend. Till the next time.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's big bad morning show on The Fan. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Football today. This is a well-anticipated Thursday night game for me. I'm looking forward to this one. NFC West showdown between two 11-win teams. The Rams travel to the Seattle to take on the Seahawks. That should be a good one.
Absolutely, it should be a good one. For a division, you know, division lead, two really good teams. Maybe the two best teams in the NFC.
Yeah. Seattle's a point-and-a-half favor at home.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're right. Home.
They're home.
I know.
Their defense is legit.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'm taking the Rams. I mean, we'll do this later, I guess, but yeah.
I think the Rams win. You think Matt Stafford continues to pad his MVP stats?
I think that. I'm not a big Sam Darnold believer.
You know, the Matt Stafford that Joe LaCroix hates.
Yeah. Yes. For no reason.
And the Mike McDonald
yes.
that Joe LaCroix hates.
Yes. And there's absolutely no reason.
But no reason whatsoever.
Smug. They're both smug.
They're both smug.
Smug.
That's your word today. It's my word. It's my word, B. It's my word.
My word.
Smug. And that's the encore for the day, Ed Norris.
Encore brought to you today and every day by Lions Den. You have your fantasy team, right? What about your real fantasy? What about that? Paying attention to it? With the Lions Den, you'll find the gear to bring more pleasure, passion, and romance back into your life. Look, improve that playbook. Score big tonight. Make her happy. Lions Den, pleasure, passion, romance, lionsden.com. Lots of great gifts for the holidays. Just a good place any day of the week. Check out lionsden.com.
Let me know what's your fantasy.
Yeah, we're with fantasy football. What's your real fantasy?
Mitch in New Jersey. We don't want to know your fantasy. What's up?
Whoa. Merry Christmas, guys. How are you guys doing?
Merry Christmas, Steve.
Merry Christmas.
That is looking like one of the best drafts. The Caleb Williams, Daniels, even Nixon. JJ looking pretty good. I thought this year's draft would be incredible, too, but like three guys decided to go back to school. Sellers, Arch Manning, and Mattia. And this guy Moore. It's really sad to see that, you know, the heart can really mess things up, but what do you guys know about this stuff? I know, I'm just kidding. I know you guys are the warm for that was supposed to be a joke. You know, like the Seinfeld episode, and I'll let you go. The secretary can't make more money than the boss, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, when George gives his, again, somebody's in a relationship with, he gives her a raise and makes more than him.
I don't know. I don't understand what he's saying half the time. I'm serious, man. It sounds like he doesn't finish the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I don't get it.
Ed was close enough to New Jersey, he just picks it up.
Yeah.
He fills in the blanks.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like a different dialect.
Speaking of which, you're out tomorrow.
Yes.
And next week.
Yes.
So I was out Monday, Tuesday.
Merry Christmas.
Jeremy, Wednesday and Thursday. Ed, tomorrow, next week. When are you out, Joe?
Next Friday.
Next Friday, you
are? And the Friday after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, we all are.
That's right.
We
all are.
January 2nd, we're off.
The 26th, you guys are off too?
Everybody's
off. I'm on vacation, so yeah.
Oh, not some of the other shows are doing shows.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, like Vinny, yeah. I think Bob's going to be in. I think Inside Access is doing a show.
Good for them.
Then next year, it's a company holiday. If there's a Friday after holiday, then that's a company holiday too.
But this year, that's why.
Yeah, so that's why the day after New Year's is.
Oh, all right. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Edward?
The NFL has an odd set of priorities, I learned today. The Detroit Lions have an odd celebration when they pick up a first down. If you haven't seen it, it's kind of funny. You can watch it. Jameson Williams, actually, he caught a pass for first down, gets up, looks like he pretends to dig in his nose and flick the booger. And, you know, as he's signaling first down, putting his finger forward. And they all did it. Amon-Ra St. Brown did it. Heath Williams did it. Jahmyr Gibbs did it. And then they were warned if they do it again, they were going to get flagged for it. And I agree with Amon-Ra. He's like, damn, why can't I dig in my nose and flick it? What's bad about that? It's just, it doesn't quite understand the gravity of the situation. And I don't either. It's,
did they give a reason? Like, when you tell me I can't do something that, you know, it's not an obvious rules violation, you just made it up, I'd like you to tell me, well, at least why. What am I?
Yeah, why?
Am I offending?
Yeah, I don't think they said why. They just said no.
They don't know why. That's why.
They don't like it.
I am. Why you don't do that? Why can't I do that? Because I don't like it. Yeah. Today, a couple of national days. Today is National Twin Day. So maybe have lunch or dinner with your twin. Today is also National Roast Suckling Pig Day. Now, I know all about this from down South Carolina. A suckling pig, young pig between the ages of 2 and 6 weeks, which is still fed by his mother's milk. Yep. Well, it's mother's milk.
You're killing baby pigs? That's what that is?
Enough until it's crisp.
Did not know that.
And tender and succulent. What was that, Joe?
Did not know that. I didn't know it was a baby pig.
Yeah, it's a baby pig.
Okay, that's messed up, man.
They're still big at that age. And today is National Regifting Day. Now, I didn't think about it. At first, I'm like, why would Regifting Day be before Christmas? And I got it. You get these Christmas gifts from your office parties and from other people early, and you say, I don't want that. Let me put it in a box and give it to Ed Norris.
Yes.
That's why it's regifting. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You're not here next week.
No.
So I got to get you a gift after Christmas.
We'll worry about it after the holidays. After Christmas.
All right. And some birthdays in sports. Today would have been Ty Cobb's birthday. Today would have been Gene Shue's birthday. And today would have been former NFL quarterback Greg Landry's birthday. Happy 62nd birthday to your guy, Ed, Charles Oakley.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Actor Brad Pitt also celebrates his 62nd birthday. Peter Boulware, former Raven, celebrates his 51st birthday. Singer Christina Aguilera, my gal, she turns 45 today. And singer Billie Eilish and quarterback Jaden Daniels share a birthday.
That's a good
one. Who's older, Joe?
William Eilish or Jaden Daniels? I'll go with her. Go with her. Yeah. Eilish.
Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish. All right. Jaden Daniels turns 25. Billie Eilish, 24.
I think she's been around forever.
She has.
She was 16 when she first started.
When I saw it on the website, I'm like, there's no way she's 24 years old. My daughter's loved her since she was in high school. And then I looked at different sources, and I'm like, she's 24.
Damn.
Tremendous singer. I know her from the days when Stephanie used to love Billie Eilish. I think she still does. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful
Friday, babe.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.